following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
This is a ForceCast Microcast.
Size matters not.
Brought to you by TheForce.net and RebelScum.com.
You may fire when ready.
Greetings, ForceCast fans, and welcome to the Zons Allegiance Special Edition EU Microcast. I'm your host, Pete, and as you may or may not know, Timothy Zahn's newest novel, Allegiance, debuted in stores this week, and we wanted to give you a little bit of a sneak preview, so we went to our source for all things that are Star Wars and print, Jovial Jay Shepard, and Jay and I chat about the novel and where it takes place and some of the characters that are involved, but there's no spoilers whatsoever, so if you're worried about the novel being given away too early, don't fret. The ForceCast will not do that to you, especially without an alert first. So you don't have to worry about it. We don't give anything away in the novel. It's just a good preview of what you can expect in this novel. And also, if you haven't seen it, StarWars.com has an article where they actually speak with Timothy Zahn and have a list of some of his appearances, so make sure you check that out, give you a little more background on the novel, and then run out to your stores and get it because it is, as Jay says, just a fantastic offering. So relax and enjoy. And we're joined once again by our very own Jay Shepard, Jovial Jay of the Jedi Journals, alliteration aside. How's it going, Jay? Well,
pretty good, Pete. How are you doing?
Excellent. Appreciate you joining us once again to give us the lowdown on Timothy Zahn's new book, Allegiance.
Allegiance, yes. When I found out that he was doing this back at Celebration 3, I sat in on the Timothy Zahn panel, and everybody was asking him about, you know, how did you create this character, and what were your ideas for this, and hey, what are you doing next? And he's like, well, I'm thinking about doing this book that takes place in the classic trilogy era called Allegiance, and I'm going to be doing stuff with the classic characters and throwing some Mara and Darth Vader and the Emperor and stuff like that. And everyone was like, oh, wow, you know, that sounds great. And I'm like, cool. So it's finally out. So I was very excited to get a chance to read the beginning of this, or to get to read this before, you know, it came out for everybody else. Just to give people a brief background on it, it's the newest hardcover. The release date is January 30th, 2007. It's approximately 324 pages. The page count could change from between my copy and what you see on the stands. It's priced at $25.95, just like all the other Del Rey hardcovers, and of course it's written by Timothy Zahn. Takes place in the classic trilogy era between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, and it features the main four from Star Wars. We've got Luke, Leia, Han, and Chewbacca, and I gotta say, I was really great to see Chewbacca, even in a limited role, back in the expanded universe. I've really missed him since we last saw him in Vector Prime. And then, of course, because this is a Timothy Zahn book, we've got some characters that he's created previously. Mara Jade, she's back in it as the Emperor's Hand, which is really interesting. We've never seen her in this position before. We've only seen her like post Emperor days, she's at her height of kind of power and influence as the Emperor's Hand, going around doing his bidding in the galaxy, and so that was really cool. And then he introduces us to, well, there's some other peripheral characters that are part of the story, and I don't want to give away any of the plot points here. I do want to just kind of set up the book for people, but there are five stormtroopers that we get to know throughout this book, and they're not clones. Well, if they are clones, they don't mention it because they all have individual names. We've got Lerone, Quiller, Marcross, Grave, and Brightwater, and these guys are working together in the book to do whatever it is that they're doing here. And then we've got Princess Leia, and she's off on a diplomatic mission. Working with an ambassador and trying to get some stuff resolved and, you know, get more people to come into the rebellion and all that. And then Han, Luke, and Chewie are kind of off doing their thing. So, I mean, I think Zahn just does what he does best, which is kind of take these three storylines and he sets him up great. I mean, each storyline is awesome on its own. And you're going, okay, so where's he going with this? And he managed just to weave them all together and move everything towards the, you know, kind of the eventual conclusion of the book, which, you know, just is really cool. I think he's a great writer, and you know, he's really in his element here. There's a lot of stuff that fans of the classic trilogy are going to like. If you're fans of Timothy Zahn, you know, I mean, here it is. This is his book. He's the Mara Jade stuff in it is just awesome. It just really expands on her character, and you know, the characters of Han and Luke and Leia. You know, it's like I could see Luke in my mind as I'm reading this. You know, kind of coming out of the trash compactor, just kind of tousling his wet hair off. I mean, that's kind of the Luke that we get to see. He's still really fresh, and he's kind of just learning the Force still, and Han's, you know, his cynical self, and it all just worked really well. I had a good time reading this book. Went really fast.
And that's one thing that we've always seen from Zahn, is that he writes the original trilogy characters better than anyone else that's come through, at least in my opinion. And yeah, he really seems to always capture their personalities and even the dialogue that you can envision them or listen to them saying, even in your mind. So
yeah, well, he shared, I think he probably shares this at a lot of his different talks. And if anyone gets a chance to catch him on one of the cities that he's touring with for the book, I'm sure he would bring this up if someone were to ask him about it. But he talks about how he gets the voices for the characters in his head, and he had taken a lot of car trips with his kids when they were younger, and they didn't have a VCR or anything for the car, so they had recorded the audio from the trilogies and would just play it back in the car, so he was constantly hearing just the dialogue. So he feels that is what really helped him capture the spirit of the characters, was just to have all their, you know, he basically does have the voices in his head.
Yeah. Well, and translating that into print is always a difficult task in and of itself, but he does it very well. So just to kind of recap, this is a story that takes place post New Hope.
Yeah, it takes place post New Hope. It's probably closer to The Empire Strikes Back. I know that is a really it's kind of a delicate time for the expanded universe, because there is just so much information between the between New Hope and Jedi, in terms of the Marvel series and the comic strips that Archie Goodwin and Al Williamson did, and, you know, lots of other short stories and stuff like that. So I know fans are probably going to be concerned about, well, how is this going to, you know, where is this going to fit and everything like that. I can tell fans that this takes place after the Executor has been built. So, you know, kind of between there and the beginning of The Empire Strikes Back. And I'm not a huge timeline freak. I don't know exactly where all the little clues that he leaves in the book kind of, you know, place this. But the story is very, at least for the main characters, it's very self-contained. It's not a very long timeline that it takes place on. I think it might be a week or two total for the main characters. So it could easily be placed, you know, in between any adventure you wanted to. So it's it shouldn't take up too much extra space there.
Shouldn't disrupt anything too much,
if at all, right? And I mean, the stuff that's going on with the new characters he's written, obviously we've never seen him before, and Mara Jade, you know, we just knew she's working for the Emperor, so this is a great little, you know, other story that we get to find out about her.
Right. Well, and that's a character that there hasn't been all that much developed on, because in that era, because she was already transitioning after Return of the Jedi, when she was introduced in the Thrawn trilogy, it was, yep, she was already moving towards what am I going to do now? So this is setting up that place in the universe where she, you know, is left with nothing after the Emperor is killed. So
yeah, and it's a good. Change to see her character here versus what we're seeing in the new Jedi Order and in Legacy of the Force series and stuff like that. A couple other things I want to point out. We get to visit the Shel Kanwa sector with the planet that makes up the sector name Shel Kanwa. That's where a lot of the action takes place. I'm not really sure, actually, right off the top of my head, where that's appeared before, whether it's just been in, like, the West End games, or if we've, you know, been to this place before. It doesn't ring any bells right off the top of my head. And then some other cool things that I think fans are going to get a kick out of in here are we get to see the Imperial Security Bureau, the ISB, in action here. And that's a group, I think, that West End Games actually developed. They kind of figured out why some of the Imperial officers on the Death Star were wearing different colored outfits. There was the one guy who had kind of the whitish outfit, and I think he was an ISB operative, and they kind of make like that sort of the NSA or the CIA of the Imperial officers. There's a little appearance by the 501st in the book. Timothy Zahn actually having been the first to put the 501st into print with his ebook, Fool's Bounty, I believe, and with Survivor's Quest, putting the 501st into print. So he kind of brings them back a little bit. And then there's a new pilot, a new Rebel pilot that we meet in here, Stacy. And I think there's, you know, probably some more going on with her than we actually see in the book. So
that name sounds familiar. I wonder if that's shown up before.
Yeah, well, people might just have to look around and see what they find. So that's all I'm going to say about that.
No spoilers here, so.
Nope, no spoilers. Just some little tidbits. But, I thought it was a good read. As compared to other books where I will sit and I will actually struggle reading it because I don't think the characters, you know, are just written well or it's not captured right. I mean, like we said before, I mean, Zahn just, he nails the characterizations and it's very easy to read. And, you know, there's all sorts of cool stuff going on in there and just little tidbits thrown in for fans and stuff like that. So I'm going to have to recommend this book to the readers and hopefully they'll get a chance to, pick it up on the shelves.
Yeah, I can't wait for mine. Now, there was one more other thing that you had mentioned to me that I want to make sure we point out. Now. The dedications.
Oh, yes. The dedication front. And I'm not going to spoil this. I'm going to just read it right out of the book so I don't get it wrong. But the dedication inside, at least my copy here, it says, in memory of Katie and for her sisters, Allie and Emily, for their love and courage and strength. And for those of you who don't know, Katie is... Katie Johnson, Alvin Johnson's daughter, and Alvin, I guess, was on the show the other week with the 501st interview.
Yes.
So, and there's also a little acknowledgement here about Alvin, who helped, who was just talking to Timothy Zahn back in, like, 2004, I guess, here, and helped him come up with an idea that he actually uses in the book. It's not the exact same thing that they talked about, but he thanks Alvin for, you know, for helping him develop that idea and talks a little bit about the process of how ideas get developed and how they bounce around between different people and they show up again at different times and hey, this, you know, this kind of will work. So
kind of like this show.
Exactly. So anyway, after hearing the interview and then I checked that up in the front again, I thought that was really special.
Yeah. That's outstanding. And it just goes to show you that we keep hammering away at it, but Star Wars can touch so many lives across so many different walks of life that it just continues to amaze me as I've continued to get more and more into this. But anyway, at any rate, I really appreciate you coming on and talking about this because I'm more excited than I was before. And I actually just finished Outbound Flight, just like you talked about, three intersecting stories that all come together at the end for an outstanding climax. And just can't wait to read this one because I know it's not going to disappoint.
No, it's a fun read and it's good. Just, you know, it's like going home again, cause you get to see all these characters and he captures them in the place that they were kind of back in, you know, 1977. And, you know, this is being the 30th anniversary of Star Wars. I mean, what better novel to have than kind of going back to the roots here.
Absolutely. Jay, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you as soon, I'm sure.
Okay, thanks, Pete.
That's going to just about do it for this special edition EU Microcast. Jason and I will be back this Friday with our regular edition of the Forcecast, but hopefully this Microcast and the Galaxy of Music Volume 3, thanks to Jimmy Mack on Monday, kept your spirits up as far as Star Wars goes in between our shows. On behalf of everybody here at the Forcecast, thanks, and may the Force be with you.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC, unless otherwise indicated.